Okay, we have the fascinating shtickle we're coming here to do. It's a shame. Chaim explained that the first din that the Yisrael that has a king and a goof and Eved and called him a Tavol Hashem and Chayin is loy also Tvidu Hashem Chayus. It's not the fact that Chayus is a bottle, Gevus is not a bottle. Gevus is not a bottle because Gevus is not a bottle. And there's not a thing as being as having a schlusim about the gevus. There's a thing. But the fact is he has a bailus in a koyach to make him an eved. So mainly the dinim that he has in the chetz of the eved before tefila atveveya make a din that the gevus is channeled into the gevus of avdus as opposed to ben chayin. And it's a pechal mosaimone. So it's not preventing the gevus from being chal, but it's defining and directing the gevus. Yeah, that's the first part. So to prevent the gevus, that he can't. Yeah, so there was a question that came up, very good question that came up, and it seemed that you find that they have an Eved is neider, since Ramam is not chal. And what's Ramam is Ein Nafshei Knuyoloi. So the fact that the Odin has a Kenyan Avdus, Kenyan Eved, prevents Eved from accepting the Dorim, that interfere with the Avdus of the Shiva. Even though that's not a, that's what the demons also, it's a, he says that a kind of boss is there, like, how does it prevent the neder from Michal? The answer is something that Rabbi Shiva very well also, that Tzoch, Akoch, Tzoch, Lema, that the other part is, and Losh Ram is Ein Nafshe Knuyeloi, interesting Losh Ram, Ein Nafshe Knuyeloi. But Medesh V'Gnav HaPichein, Tzoch, Lema, that the other part is that he takes a neder, and it will be remaining ever after, it will be in, what you call him is an upgeschwacht Eved, it'll be a weaker Eved. You want to pray to engage the Melechez Adoinoi. So mainly, that's the steer of the king in a group that the Odin has in him. So mainly, because he's prevented from doing anything, it's a steer. It's Avdus. But Shankain, the Etzim meaning of Chavos is not a steer at the moment. Elamai Chaim says that after he becomes a Menachem, he mainly is going to be part of the kingdom. But Tvilas Geirus is not Be'etzim, not Be'etzim, something which weakens his din as never. It makes the Mesa Chalot Gishas as well. Okay. Next paragraph, we began already. It's like this. So the... He said to Varenu, Reb Chaim says, He has a Chayla. Both in that, we'll summarize and pick up all the middle paragraph. But even that Yisrael buys an Eved from a Goy, the previous owner was a Goy, so he, just like the Goy had a Kinyan Ma'aseh Daim, so Yisrael gets a Ma'aseh Daim, and then called him Betova al Hashem Ben Chayin, the Gemara applies Rovitz din of Hekdesh, Chometz, Veshichu, Mavkir Midei, Shibut. So Chayim asked an original Kasha, the Kasha says, what do you have to come on to any kind of Aloch of Avko Midei Shibut? Avko Midei Shibut, he never had a Kinyan Aguf in the Eved, that they have to be mafkia anything. But what is there in the goof of the Eved that they have to be mafkia? They look like they became Ben Chayin. Ben Chayin is incompatible with being an Eved B'chal. So maybe you have to look at this. There's nothing left.
What says that the Shibut leaves?
The Ma'aseh Daim.
Yeah.
Like in every Ivri. Yeah, the same fellow. Okay, same fellow. Good. Same fellow. Same fellow. That's okay. But when I say we met in every Ivri, I hear, I don't know. That's okay. That's okay. Exactly what? Okay, that whole thing, how to formulate it, but the show will still work out. Yeah, so anyway, so Chaim goes, it draws a conclusion from here. Like this, we'll pick up in the middle. This, he says it's very tif of Otis, about to say. As him came, we'll plead that the B'tivlos Hashem ben Chorin l'yokhul olob din abdus and melem came. We mail it. They gave us a shame and churn kaimus. We came in the mamish right in the middle of the paragraph. Came and then can didn't have the shetake. Vak didn't mon bealmo. The zelos haichal leakev didn't gave us. Lama totally lo hagemore bedina de mafkia midei shibud. Shibud means is a din which had to be mafkia. He is only being mafkia. Betzorchiyun vakochoch malkeino hechiach mizeh rambam. The gam vakiach minenoch he came and shaboli had the soul gufay kaniyso. Even when you buy an Eved from a Goyish owner who only had a Kini Masi Daim, he sold immediately upon acquisition, gets a Kini Guf. Vimkei, Nuroi Hoya Shebet Filosa Vegeus Hashem Ben Chorin, Yochul Bey Mimele, Din Geus Dabdus, Mishuma Kini Shebeguve, Shomer Lochum Din Abdus Mimele. But if the Kini Guf we define as being, he defined in the previous paragraph as being a din to impose abdus on him, even if it's only a bekoyach, it's a potential, it's a bekoyach to impose, to make chal, a complete din abdus on the avid. So if we say, so Gemara Mishach, to say there is no din abdus like this. If Chaim Poshet, what he's saying, 2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 6. It's not, everything is logically motivated here. There's no hocus pocus, but we have to understand it. To say that there's no kinyan abdus bechal when he saw Bajzer, that b'chayin said shver, because him kain, what if you want to make him midei shibud? So elam kain, hochiach mizeh rabbam, that any time a yid acquires, even from a geber, from a previous owner, so he gets in him a kinyan haguf of abdus. What does it mean? It means he has a din to, even before the chavoy shver, k'naini, he has a din b'koyach to impose abdus on him. Elamai, so now we understand why. What do we understand? We're maviach. That's why it's something to be mafkia. What are we being mafkia? Mafkia midei that din. But that din to impose avdus is poka. It means something was there that's being poka. Right? If it's not there, nothing was there, that's mafkia. That's what's happening. No, it's there. Okay, right. It's still a lot that has to be explained. So we say, Hoy tzorach liyesh din lishnas ever b'tzvosas. If he's toivel any tefillah, should have been chal mikoyach the kinyan that he has in the eved, should be chal that it's a tefillas avdus. We say no, mafkim de shivud mishum the mishum zel du moel zeh shetoyvel umegayev atzim l'shem ben chayin lafkia minei din momoinei umele poka minei chavoyz din shal avdus avoy lochul bei bishas tefillah. The shibud that he has to make him, to force him to be to impose on him avdus is poka. Says umele Mele is not chal nevet, chal ben choy. Tefillah is oile for its original tension, tefillah is geirus. Tefillah is Hashem ben choy, and chayem is yes ben choy. Kashir nir oid. Well, let's ask a question first. Let's ask a question. Well, this violates a very, very fundamental principle in Dinei Momus and Ichos Kinyon. And that's like this. It's a portion, we'll give a few examples of this. To build up the case, it's possible that when somebody buys something with a kinyan, anytime you have a monetary transaction, a kinyan of a chavetz, so the koine doesn't get more than the moichas had to sell him. Everything the moichas had to sell him, he does give over. That's more ma mocha rishon sheni kol skul tavolado. If the exclusive, if it's a complete sale without any nothing held back. Complete sales, any exclusive that the region had, he sold to the Shani. But on the other hand, Miluki is supposedly more possible than anything the region didn't have, the Shani doesn't acquire. And let's give a few examples. It's not just, it should be possible with a few examples. Let's say you have Balkin and Paris. Somebody has a Kin Paris, and somebody has a exclusive to eat the apples of a tree, or to give it a name. A Kin Paris in an Elon. So that's a Kinyan moment. It's a limited Kinyan moment. So let's say he sells he has a decal of Paris, Elon of Paris. He sells a decal of Paris to the Koine. What's the kohen get? Does he get a kina guf in the ilum? No, obviously not. The merchant didn't have a kina guf in this ilum to sell him, so the kohen remains with his kina in Paris. The merchant remains with kina in Paris. On the other hand, vodin vuinyan. Let's say somebody owns the guf of the tree or land, but he sold out the kina in Paris to somebody else. Now he counts the bal kina guf, sells the guf of the karka, the guf of the ilum to a kohen. The kohen is the same matzav as he is. He has the guf, but he doesn't have a Paris. We don't say that he gets that he can kick out the, because he became new Bailim and he never sold the Paris to anybody else, so he can kick out the balcony in Paris. For another example, there's the very same example in a different setting, is if you have a masculine seicher, somebody rented out his house. So in the middle of the rental, the Balabais can sell the house, but the new Bailim can't kick out the seicher as long as it was a term of schiris. As long as the term schiris is still in the middle, so you can't kick him out. Why? Because schiris is a kinyan azad that he has, is a type of kinyan that the seicher has in the bias, and change of bialim, doesn't so the new bialim doesn't get more than the old bialim. Old bialim rented out already, gave away the kinyan, the schiris dira and tashmish in the bias. So the new bialim doesn't acquire more than the old bialim had. Kayetze badovo, let's say another example. I mean, love is another example. Let's say that somebody had a kinyan with zman. In anything, you can have a kinyan with zman. You can sell something for a day, for a week, for a month, and it reverts back automatically to the bailum. Automatically, it's called a kinyan with zman. So the one that has a kinyan with zman can sell it to somebody else, but the new kinyan doesn't get a longer term than the old kinyan had. He had a kinyan with zman. The end of his man is going to go back to the original bailum, no matter what. Okay. So here, what Chaim said here, just said, is against all that. It's against all that. Chaim just says something which is here to that. Chaim said that the Rambam learned, he said, the something more is that they have a goy, there was an every by another goy, a goy owned, the goy is a slave, and his kinyan is kinyan masidai. That makes no sense. Kinyan masidai, a goy to, just like Yisrael to goy, so to a goy, nochri to a nochri, is kinyan masidai. He sells them to Yisrael, Yisrael gets the kinyan guf. How's that happen? That's against all these examples. It's against this fundamental principle in Hilchos Kinyan, that the kohen can't acquire more than was sold to him. Oh. So, that's what he wants. That's what we want. This is what's going to be. It's going to be explained in the Hemshach here. Hashem Nirei, right? The post says, "How can it be? How can you say such a thing?" So let's see. Hashem Nirei Oid B'Dasa Rambam. Drag Gufo. The Koni Lei Ladbilo the Shem Abdus Mashvile in the Kinyan Guf. Says Nirei Oid. This din itself. That the Odin, the Yisrael, became the new Odin, has a bekoyach, has an ability, a koyach to be matul in Shem Abdus. That guf gives him is the foundation of his kinyan guf. Right? Explain. The behemoth, all the shin, now he's going to ask Chaim the Kasha. All the shin, atim koinim, vloyhem koinim. Adim kainim hem, vloyhem koinim mikem, vloyhem koinim zemizem. He got Roshahi, says Reb Chaim, the ain't the Nochi of the Chaver, a Kinan Abdul Shechoshabe, a Kanani Shalom. Let's explain where it's coming from. Rabak Kinan Masiyot who disobey. Mishum the Choshabe, a Kinan Abdul Shechoshabe, a Kinan Abdul. Chaim said like this. There's a Pasha of Eve Kanani. That's from the beginning of. In Pasha Mishpotim already, we know. There's such a thing as Eved Kenani. Pasha Shlem is Eved Kenani. He spoke an old man, Eved Kenani. He's a goy that became Eved Kenani. Pasha is a Mishmotim. Now comes this Pasha in Bukhoisai. Vigam, Ibnet, Ashovim, Agovim, Imochem, Hem, Tiknu, Mehem, Tiknu, Atem, Kenim, Kenim, Beloy, Hem, Kenim, Kenim, Beloy, Hem, Kenim, Zem, Zem. So it's referring to the institution of Eved Kenani that we know about already. That says we're fine. The institution of Eved Kenani. The institution of Eved Kenani Reb Chaim says not just percentages of kinyan, payments from the goof, how much is your own name? Every kinyan is a whole institution. It's an institution of every kinyan. It includes kinyan, it includes a whole new chalos dinim of every kinyan. With all the dinim that involved in being an every kinyan of what we saw. So now when we say that the meal that goy can't have, atem kainim mikem vloim kainim vloim heim, not mikem vloim heim zem izeh, we justified in being reminded only that a goy has no kinyan every kinyan. The goy owns any slave, using an English word, the goy owns, it's not going to come in every kinyan, because that's a meal. Atem kainim mikem, the atem kainim mikem is never kinyan, atem kainim mayhem is never kinyan. So what is the mind that a goy can't have? The same institution of an Ever Kenani. Oh. Sim Kane, who is it saying that Russia that his Kenan moment, but Ever Kenani is a metaphysical concept too. Kenan, we spoke of the Kenan Isser. The Kenan Isser, that's Nichlam to Ever Kenani. And that the Goy, not only the Goy having a Kenan Isser and another Goy. That's not in Israel. No such thing. Doesn't exist. That doesn't create the Musa, the Kenan Abdus that Goy has in Evan, doesn't create the institution of Ever Kenani. Would you see that the quality of the kinyan moment that he has in pure moment is important in percentages of moment? Would you see that's different? Mechtes is going to be my death in kinyan moment that Goy has in his heaven. That's what Chaim Shaila. Let's read it. The Bem is all that she not him kinyan, below him kinyan. But he got Rosh Hashid, the angel, Nochi, Bechaveri, kinyan, Avdus, Sheikhosh, Bechaveri, kinyan, Shalai, with all of that entails. Vera, kinyan, Masi, all the Buddhist, says the Gemara. Mishum the choshev ze kinyan moment, since they only had the kinyan moment, doesn't have a kinyan Yisr. So the kinyan Abdul said a goy has and another goy is only kinyan moment. Mishum the choshev ze kinyan moment, levad lo kinyan Abdul, but this is difficult. But gam, you want to gam a kinyan moment, like kanyan lo yivak lo masa yod, the boy gufa yivay, lo yimit sino zem yuto. Mechitay say to limit the kinyan moment to masa yodayim, not kinyan guf. That's the question. The drosh of atem v'lo yheim, doesn't necessarily have to address the kinyan moment, the echos of the kinyan moment. Elo nira de zem yimelo nilmad. Why? Shum de be'emes gam nochri choshev ein gufa moment. Even a goy, not only he swells the ein gufa moment. Ein gufa moment. But even a goy, even every human being, choviv odom, shum nira b'tzalom, is even nochri, is ein gufa moment, says Reb Chaim. Gam nochri choshev ein gufa moment, meila v'shayach gabe kinyan haguf Klau. So in the human being as a human being, it's not shayach kinyan haguf, because it's not a chesed moment. A shovach or more inanimate objects are be'etzem mitzad atzmusim chesed of moment. So shayach kinyan moment in those things. But shayach kinyan a human being is not a chesed moment. There's not shayach kinyan haguf in any human being, not only Israel. That's a given. That's not a drasha. That's a given. That's a sevora that ain't guf a moment. Ben Odom, is any gufay moment. V'shayach gabei kinyan aguf klal. V'ay. So it says, it's not possible. In other words, it's not possible that the Yisrael can own a goy with a kinyan aguf. Not possible. That shouldn't be the case either. If a nochri is also any gufay moment, so how can Yisrael have an avid with a kinyan aguf? How's that work? Hod Yisrael says, Reb Chaim, hod yesh Yisrael boy kinyan aguf. It's only through the musical Abdus is not a description of a kinyan. Abdus is a musical which makes possible kinyan. The kinyan is called kinyan Abdus. Kinyan Abdus. Torah B'chayim is a new type of kinyan. It's not that somebody that in whom is the kinyan aguf is an eved. It goes the other way. There's a new institution, a relationship, a yachas of it's a type of it's a musik in kinyonim. But it's called Abdus. Abdus allows for kinyan. Where does Abdus allow for kinyan? With no Abdus, there's no kinyan. And the Abdus says, we invite there's a music of Abdus, so then the Abdus chal, and the Abdus is chal in a mensch. Not in Behemoth, Behemoth is not Avodim. B'nei Odom become Avodim. In the music of Abdus, Shaykh to have a kinyan Abdus. Kinyan Abdus. So mainly, but it's a new type of kinyan. So, Nochamol. It's not a chefs of moment, and Ben Od is not a chefs of moment, but they become an avid. There's a kinyan abdus. Benochri, the last lay kinyan abdus. So the male, there's no kinyan abdus of a nochri, and nochri means an owner. Can't acquire anybody with kinyan abdus. or in a goy to a goy, both. The such thing is a kinyan abdus. Mele the whole kinyan moment shaloi laviyak kinyan masi yod bilvad. It means that does yeah, but the masi yod means a shibut to do work. A shibut to do work. If he says plow, bake, pick up, mitzvahs, do the. It's such a thing as being mishubit to follow instructions to do melacha. That's the kinyan masi daim. But there's no kinyan in the goof. No kinyan in the goof b'chal. Why? Because no avdus. That's a vod. Not because the Torah said it's not a limitation in the extent of the kinyan moment. The fact that there's no kinyan moment is mitzad the chetzer of a ben odom. That's not an evid. Doesn't have kinyan in him b'chal. How can, because the goy can't, doesn't have abdus. How can, once Israel, so we go back to the first premise, once Israel acquires an evid, so to speak, from a nochri, so he gets in him, so he what he bought was what the goy had, but he got a koyach to be machbel in the shev abdos. And can be male hot the kinyan moment shalom the kinyan aguf. Came the whole ikar kinyan. Came the whole ikar kinyan aguf. Totally bedin abdos. This is a gam b'shal koyach minochi. Chadai vein the mesugah that was able to shem abdos. Ilam mishum dagish chom mishum gimel deshibot. Okay. Like this. There's two types of avodim. There's avodim according to the Masidim, and avodim that the according to the Kinaguf. A goy that can't have an evid with the Kinaguf. At that level of the Abdus, it doesn't have. That's the Madrig of Abdus, which it doesn't have. Since the Abdus, that type of Abdus doesn't have, so there's the. So here. Namitzad limitation is Balus, Namitzad limitation in the Chepse, his kinyan doesn't extend beyond Maisi Daim. But Maisi Daim is itself a type of Abdus. Maisi Daim is itself a type of Abdus. Is the Abdus will leave the kinyan aguf? Is the Abdus, at Heim Koinim Zamizah, like this. There's a goy in some day noya, have Ilchos Kruos Poilim. I'll explain what's going on here a little bit. At Kamish Yedin Magas. Nochim have, in part of their dinim, Mistalma is Hilchos Kruos Poilim. Hilchos Kruos Poilim, that you can hire a worker for the day. And Mistalma, they had Dine Hilchos Kruos Poilim by Bnei Neach too. And Mistalma by Bnei Neach, the Dine is Paul Yochel Achzab Chatzayom. Mistalma, Stam Bnei Neach, Sami Goy goes to work in the morning. But he's not mechuyev under any circumstances, any cost to work at the end of the day. He can walk off the job. Elamai, he might lose his full day salary. I'm mechuyev to pay him after. I will be caused to have to by walking off the job. So he's responsible. But mitzad be'etzem, if a goy sold his behemoth to another goy, he can't say give it back to me. He can't renege on that. Because kinyan a toy face by a goy. But if a goy, he enters into a contractual agreement to work as a poil on an hourly, daily, weekly basis, as a poil, as a cobbler, whatever it is, he can walk off the job. Poil, that then applies to goyim. That then applies to goyim. Mashen Kain, if a goyim becomes a slave to another goyim, slave or servant, he can't walk off the job. That's what it means. A goyim is the king of Masi Yadayim. So there's a difference between the difference which we know about in Dinei Yisrael, applies to goyim too. I've been a poil and more than a poil. Poil nochemo yochel achzav chatzayim. An eved can't. An eved is b'shubid calls man for the term of his avdos. If it's forever. Mishtamah goyim, goyim can get a kinyan masi forever, or they can limit it for a year, 2, 3, 6, 10, whatever it is. They can do whatever they want. That the loy shaman no limitations. No yovel by them. No nothing. No limitations. So there is a musik by goyim even in masi yadayim of a shibud that he can't walk away from. That's a shibud which is chal in him, which he can't give up. It's like to that extent it's a kinyan. But it's not the gufay konui. He's not a possession. He doesn't become a possession of his odin. But there's a shibud which he can't throw off. So that's the musik of avdus by goyim. A step beyond poil. He's a poil that can't be chayzer. What's a poyel that can't be chayzer? He's not allowed to deal moments. He's not allowed. We keep him on the same way. He can't take his matana back. He can't be chayzer from a mechire. He can't be chayzer from having being mechayim himself to be. He got money to work as an effort, as a slave. He can't be chayzer. That's called avdus. That's the avdus of ma'aseh yadayim that goyim have. So it is a musik of avdus, but nothing do. But there's no kinyan aguf. It's a shibut that is meshubut. Shibut. Okay. But being it's a musik of avdus, now we have like this. Why is it not? Why is it that by goyim the avdus is limited to ma'aseh yadayim? Says Reb Chaim, because ain't guf al momen. Not because that they decided to limit, that it was by mutual consent. The Odin and the Eved decided this is going to be a kinyan for a year, and I'll just mishubu to you, and I'm not more of that. No, it's not shayach to have a kinyan in a goy, a nochim goy, it's not shayach to have a kinyan more than that. Why? Because ain't guf a moment. Ain't guf a moment. So because ain't guf a moment, the avdus is very limited. It's limited to ma'aseh yadayim. But we just established the musik of avdus. It's the musik of avdus. The reason it's not more than that is because there's no chepsa for the. There's no chepsa in which the bichal kinyan a guf. There's avdus, like avdus, which turns his goof into a chesed moment. Yeah, there's avdus, which says he's mishuba to continue working to the end of his mind, and he can't walk off the job. That's him to a poil and a goyisha evit. An evit. That to that extent, he's an evit. The shibud chal in him that he can't get rid of. The shibud l'gabe him. The kinyan l'gabe him. Call the kinyan. The kinyan l'gabe him. But since he can't, someone can't drop off his hand, and he can't do even a kanani. It's not almost a goof economy. It's not a goof economy. It's cheaper to do melachas. Melachas are doing it.
Is there anything different between ma'aseh yadayim and gofen?
And what?
Aside from
the. It could be the schools in it. The goof, you can do anything one way. Short of being choyvel. Short of killing him and being starving him to death. And the kundim actually can't be choyvel. The midrash says you can't do that. But the goof is a possession. It's part of the possession. It's a possession with certain limitations. But a goyish slave is not a possession. It's a shibud. It's a shibud. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, but being that it's more than poil, so it's a musik of avdus. That's very important. So it's avdus here. Now it's like this. When a goy sells his evid, his slave, to Yisrael, so mitzad echor, what in the moment that he had only ma'aseh yadayim, and he didn't have the avdus which allowed for kinyan guf. He didn't have the musik of avdus b'chal. That's not this by goyim. But there was a shem evid. There was a shem evid, because had not been a shem evid, he would have been only a poil. And not shaykh to. You can't sell a poil. The same way you can't sell. If a goy has a poil, somebody can't sell him to you. Can't sell him to anybody. Yes, but he's your poil. You can't sell poil. But he can sell never. So that means there is Gabi the Maisi Daim, it's a king, it's a shibud that he has. It's this moment he has Gabi Maisi Daim in his Evid, in his slave. He sells it to Yid, so what did the Yid get? What he got was an Evid that to the Goy was Mishubu the Maisi Yodah. But it was a shame Abdus. Seems by Yisrael, Shaykh Abdus to the full sense of the term, the full extent. Namely, kinyan aguf, and then with a bekoyach to make him into an eved, a bekanani. So we say that as soon as Yisrael acquires, takes possession of this goyish eved, so he gets him a kinyan aguf. Why? Because since he's his eved, so he has a bekoyach to be matul him, l'shem avdus, like the Gemara says, right? He can still impose it on him, to matul him l'shem avdus. That goof makes him into different chepze. Here's Reb Chaim's word. It makes the Evid into different chepze. That's what I think is the key here. It makes the Evid that went from a goy to the Yid into different chepze. So now, we ask the question, what the first half of this Reb Chaim is against the fundamental principle that the Moichir didn't have, the Kohen can't acquire. We have all these examples. If somebody didn't have Kinyan Peres, he can't sell it. If somebody had only Kinyan Peres, he can't get more than that. So we ask, how can it be? How can Reb Chaim say right off the bat that as soon as the Yisrael acquires the Evid from the Goy, he gets the Kinyan Guf? His Kinyan blossoms and mushrooms into the Kinyan Guf. How can it be? The Goy never had Kinyan Guf in this slave. How does Yisrael get it? This is the answer. The limitation of the kinyan is not of the goy. It's not because it's because there was no chesed to have more than that. Besides the chesed, the limitation was in the chesed. The chesed of a goy, of a benoya, of a nochri, is ain gufa moment. And something who's not a chesed moment, so you don't have more than ma'aseh daim. But by the Yisroel, there's a music of avdut which allows for a gufa moment. And every kondish is like a shayv v'chamoyre, he is gufa moment. So the chesed changed. Not just the second Bailim got more because by him it's a different chesed. And I give you a dugme. But it's a good example. Good example. A marshal. Let's say, the dugma part, a little bit of sabre. The Uber. Some say that the Ksais, I believe, says, not sure I sell an Uber. Let's say you have Yisrael owns a payment Muberis. So he has a, it's his behemoth. There's a chisoin in his. In his kinyon, in Koyach Gavidu, he can't sell it. He can't make a kno on the Uber. He sells the Uber. He sells the behemoth Uberis. How go back on Miko? Sells the whole thing to a koine. And by the koine, it was the Uberis, the poor Uberis, the older. Now it's the Vlad. So obviously the koine can sell the Uber. When he acquired it, he didn't have a koyach to be makne. Hakno is also a koyach. One of the schools of Bailus is you have a koyach to be makne. So the Moichet didn't have a koyach to be makne this Uber. When the koyach bought it, and it gives birth the next day, the next minute, so he can be makne, so he got something which he didn't acquire from the koyach, from the Moichet. How can that be? So everyone says, it's possible, it's not a kasha. It's not a bechlal. Because the chisson wasn't... It was an inability, something that the Moichah was not able to do, but not because there was some kind of limitation on his bailus. There was a limitation, but mitzad the nature of the chetz of an Uber is davar shel ba'al olam. So in a davar shel ba'al olam can't make it on him. Once the chetz changed from davar shel ba'al olam to davar shel ba'al olam, became a vlad, became a bema by itself. So maybe the Moichet doesn't have that limitation anymore. So by him, he has more than the new kain has more than the Moichet had. But that's perfectly okay. It's no problem with that. Why? Because the chetzit is the ponim chadoshes. The ponim chadoshes in the chetzit that he bought, which gives him more dinim. So nobody's bothered by that. So here we have an evid. You have a so-called evid, a goyish evid by a goy. So he's very limited in what he can do with him. Why? Not because the Eved only sold himself for a limited amount of time, years, or whatever. But because it's not shaykh to have a kinyan in a mensch, more than ma'aseh daim. He's a mensch. Elam Cain, the mensch turns into an Eved which allows for a type, an Eved which allows for kinyan guf. By Ben Noach, it's not shaykh such a thing. By Noach, it's not shaykh such a thing. That type of Avdus is not shaykh. It's a chisson in the nature of the chavetz, not in how much ma'aseh you can have or not have. So, but by Yisrael, the Yisrael, like the Uber, became a Vlad. So an Eved by Yisroel, Atem Koinim Mehem. So the Chetz lends itself to this type of Kenyan. So the Chetz lends itself to this type of Kenyan. So right away, upon acquisition, he bought an Eved Koinim Masi Yodov. By him, it's an Eved. He gets a B'Koyach to make an Eved. So maybe he gets Kenyan Guf. Now Reb Chaim says that Chetz of the Mebem is like this. Let's read again the words. Yeah, that's the first half. So let's go back. As Shnivoid, we reported that I think the Dvom Ibim. Shnivoid, Bidas Rambam. Tot Gufa, the Koni Leila, Bilshem Abdus, Mashal Kin Guf. Then he asked immediately, why? The Bema thought that Shinat Atim. Yeah, I'll explain in a minute. Yeah, we'll come to that. That's a key line here. The Bema thought that Shinat Atim Kainim. Veloi Haim. Right, that we just said. But that's what the Gemara says, he only has a kin ma'aseh. Mishum duchot is a kin, it's only kin moment, it's not a metaphysical kinyan of ve'evek nani. Vokin abdus. Question. What the gam kinyan ma'moin ne'lokon ne'levak lo ma'aseh yotav la'guf, ha'yoloi mitzinu azem yuto. Mechet Esi, the limit of Kinyan moment, I say moment and no Isur. Atem, Veloy Heim, the difference between the Yisrael and Goy is moment and Isur. So Mechet Esi, the limit of Kinyan of a Goy to Masi Daim. Elo, the answer is like this. Nivet Ezem, Yimele Nilma. The Chisavon is in the Cheft, it's part of being that there's no Avdus by a, there's no ever Kinyani by a Goy. Yimele, the Kinyan is Behechwach limited. There's no Musa, no institutes for ever Kinyani. So Mele Kinyan moment is limited to what? To Masi Daim. Why? But gam noch ich hoche ben guf ekonui, en guf ekonui. Was sag ich bei Kinyan guf klau? Ai, ho, die Eich Lissol bei Kinyan guf, and under any circumstances. Welcome to the Abdus, because the relationship of Adnus and Abdus, Oden and Evid, which allows Kinyan guf, is only by Sol and the Kinyani and the Goy, not by a Nochi and a Nochi. So the music of Abdus allows for Kinyan Abdus. But no, the last lay Kinyan Abdus, which lost the Kinyan Guf Melchol, Kinyan Moment, you will have about Kinyan Masi Yod Bilvad. But that, but we added Behechach, that Guf is a lower level type of Abdus. Not this, he's not a poil. He's never, but never Masi Yodayim, two types of Vodim, two different types of Vodim. Every Masi Yodayim and every Kinyan Guf. Asher Alkin, Shubo Chakach, the Shus Yisrael, says Ruchayim, came in the Kondilei, let Bila Shem Abdus. So now what is he? He has a Koyach to be Matbulim. A Koyach to be Matbulim. He can force him into the Mikveh, he can, or the Geirus says, once he's misguided, it's Chal Hashem Abdus, he gets a Koyach, Gabbe Abdus, the great Abdus, and can be male, Hoda Kinyan, Moment Shalai Kinyan Haguf. The reason there was a limitation, and a superimposed limitation on the Kinyan moment that the Goy had, was not because he sold him Chavayis, one room in the house. He sold him Paris and not the Guf. Guf not Paris. It wasn't the limitation wasn't mitzad the Haskim in the Mormonist. The limitation was mitzad. There was nothing to be needed for us, and more than the Kinyan Masei Daim. Once you have Avdus, once you have a Musik of Avdus by Yisrael, so the, like we said, so maybe the Chavayis grows and develops. Now, what Reb Chaim said is, what's the Aleph? What's the begin? What makes this whole process get underway, that's the first line. First line is, he gets the koyach to be matbil him. The koyach to be matbil him, the bekoyach, this is a Muslim an idea which you find, it's a very important idea, which you find in other places too. The bekoyach gives him dinner bepoil today. He has the bekoyach to make him into a full-fledged Rebbe Kanani, ko'omor. That he has right away. So the fact that he has the bekoyach to turn him into a full-fledged Rebbe Kanani redefines and says that right now, there's already Kinyan Abdus. The full Bekoyach is only when he's Toivel and becomes an Eber Kanani that the Torah talks about in Pasmish Poltim. That's the real Eber Kanani. But the fact that he has a Bekoyach to make that happen, it's a Bekoyach. Gives him Dinim, changes the Dinim, changes the status of the Eber today. So that's what we said. Since the Odin, so I'll be Misakar. Since the Odin, immediately upon protest from the Goy, so he gets a Bekoyach to make him, and the Bekoyach means the source in this Goy. And this Eved, as supposed to be, to make him into impose Abdus on him. How are they being mad with him from Abdus? So maybe he has the Kinyan Abdus in him today, and B'Koyach the Goyfin, the Kinyan B'Koyach gives him Dinim today in the Guf of the Eved. What? Because there was the Oilum, there was a Shem Eved by the Goy, that's the first thing. Oilum was a Shem Eved by the Goy, he wasn't a Poly, he was an Eved. An Eved, once a year, requires an Eved, even an Eved was only a Masi Damdiki Eved, but it's an Eved. An Eved, it's like an Uber being born. An Eved by Yisrael already has more potential. More potential. Forget Adva, but Goy sold himself to another Goy from Masi Yodov. So he became a Goyish Eved to Goyish Odin. And once a Yid buys him, so he gets already a Goyish to convert him into full Eved, and that gives him a Kinyan Guf. So the Bekoyach to make him a complete Eved gives him a Kinyan Guf of Abdus today. What's it called? So now, yes, this topic a little bit, if theoretically there are differences in the Dini Mominus, I'm stopping, yes, this topic, I'm not sure, I was thinking about this. Let's say there are differences in Dini Mominus between Masi, Lagabi Yisrof, for example, or potentially, theoretically, by Goy, and then we're calling Masi Daim and Kinyan Guf. Maybe, I don't know, it's not a good example, Moshe, an Eved that's calling to Yisrof, is Yad Evikad Rabbi, and unfortunately you put a get in the hands of an Evid, it's a chotzer, but an Evid is a chotzer vote. And then Mishnah is the Gemara in Gidden. Have an Evid, Kofos, whatever, call me, Kofos, sleeping. and then you put something in the end of the Evid, so the Odin is Koyin. And that's a Bosh Alocha. And the Evid is like a Kli. And the Evid is that, and that sounds like a Kli. And the Evid is like a Kli. That's Zicha, a function of Kinne Guf. That's a function of Kinne Guf. And even if Goyim would have such a... And if you have a Kin and a Kin Masidayim in a mensch, so it's not a Kli. It's not a Kli. It's palm, it's open hand, or whatever, shirt pocket. It's not a kli of the Odin. If it's only kli of Masidayim, but Eved koni the kin neguf. It's there. It's supposed like a kli. Not like a chotzer. Not like a chotzer. Chotzer kli. So does the Yisrael have that in this in the world of Reb Chaim and the Rambam? Does the Yisrael have that immediately when he buys the Eved the Masid and the Eved that was koni previously the Masidayim? He's talking not. That's like a poetic gedin of the goof of koni mamish. Could be you don't have that. Maybe you don't have that. But the Bekoyach, the tournament in Eved, that they have already. So it says the Kinaguf, that's what it says. The definition of Kinaguf here is what defines Kinaguf. It's not that the moment is. What defines the Kinaguf here, what determines the Kinaguf here, is the Bekoyach Larbi L'Shem Abdus. That's what it gives him Kinaguf. So it could be the guy by those dinim of the Eved, like a Chotz, and maybe he doesn't have it. Maybe. No, that's only if he can manage force him into the mikveh.
So
without Kabbalah's mitzvah. Forget it, Reb Chaim limited that machlokes. He said it's all machlokes in the process of the ma'aseh geulah. But once the geulah takes place, so then we mail it, the Odin has a din to make it into the geulah of Avdus.
He was saying because the case he was hamming was a case where the Eved did it. But here we're talking right when this Eved comes to the Yisrael. So how can we say that now he has the cut? It's b'koyach for him to be mindful of Hashem Avdas if it's not.
Well, he's an Eved. He becomes an Eved Shoyisrael. Becomes an Eved Shoyisrael. Eved Shoyisrael is like in my example there, the Nu'uba that's born. So the Bailim of the Vlad has something has a dinim that the other guy didn't have before. So here, the Eved Shoyisrael, it takes on the new world. The new horizons have opened up. Number one, he can be Matulim and make him into Nevek 90. And Mele, he has to keep the goof in him now. But even, yeah, that's
Jesus. But he can't be Matulim.
Shame on
this.
He needs to have
the guys
in the... No, come on. Koin Rebel Shumel Lozi, yeah. And Koin Rebel just needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But if the Eved is Mekabel mitzvahs, and he's thinking for Chayus, and the Odin thinking, no, Chayus, Avdus, comes in Eved.
Is there
anything
as of now? There's no full
Kinyan HaGuf? There's a Kinyan HaGuf. This is a Kinyan HaGuf. It could be in the Etzim Chesed moment that Kinyan HaGuf. But the Kinyan HaGuf of Avdus. Kinyan HaGuf of Avdus. The Kinyan HaGuf of Avdus means that... Okay, now it's going to have to come on. We must continue. It means that Be'etzim, he has a din to make him into an Eved. He's not yet an Eved Knani. He has a din even when he buys from a Goy to make him into an Eved, to impose Avdus on him. He has a din to impose Avdus on him. That's the Kinyan HaGuf of Avdus.
Is there
actually Kinyan HaGuf of the moment? Besides that's the moment, since we're dealing with that, that's what we said. The possibility of a Kinyan in Eved only because it's Avdus. So the email is a new Muslim of Kinyan Avdus to make him an Eved. To make him an Eved and to hold him as an Eved. For example, that's like Avdus is never kindly. That's when Bansa is already in Gittin. That the Avdus, and we spoke about a few days ago, there's a Kinyan moment in Kinyan Isu. Kinyan Isu, the Kinyan that Odin has, Kinyan, the more costly Kinyan which Odin has, which defines his personal status. And the Rabban compares that to the Kinyan Baal has Beishto. Doesn't mean that he owns her, but it's a Kinyan that he has. The same word Kinyan, but it's a din that he has in her which defines her status. So Avdus is the same thing. So here, but so now Reb Chaim is saying that those kinyanim which go above and beyond the chetz of moment, not just moment, not just like shor v'chamayi, but the status of an eved, he gets some of those dinim immediately upon purchase of the slave from the goy. Gets it, he becomes an eved shor yisrael. That's the summer function of the moment.
How's that?
No, and eved, yeah. And but Eved is yeah goofy moment. And Eved becomes moment. Avdus gives a king moment in this goof. Yeah, for sure. Avdus gives him a king moment. If he's a Ben Noch, even not an Eved, so it's he can't become his own goofy moment. But the goof of an Eved is Yamomim. Goof of Ben Chaim is Yamomim, even a Goy. The goof of an Eved is Yamomim. That's the Chiddush of Avdus. Ash Rakan, three lines on the bottom. Shabo Chakach. I'll go five lines. Binoch with the last Akinin Abdus, Melacho, Kinin Moment, Shaloy Lava, Kinin, my sales will be. That's the answer to the question. Since Loy Atem Kainim, Atem Kainim, and Loy Hemikem, they don't have and they have, there's no institution of Abdus by them. So Behechrach, they don't have more than Kinin Masidayim, that he answered as Kasha, because more than Masidayim, not Shach in the Ben Odom, a human being, if he's not an Eved. That's why the Gemara says it's only Masidayim. Means he acquired an Eved and he has the din now to be correct to make him into an Eved. Can we mail his kinyan immediately? Mushrooms into kinyan. Hold the kinyan moments of the kinyan haguf. Kevin the whole ike kinyan haguf totally. We didn't have this. These are gambi sell kechmanov. So yes, just topic. No, but yes, just topic. If he has enough gemeinus in moment mamas or not, yes, just topic. Yes, yes, and this. Okay. If they even know me, I still get the loss of oil from Avdus. You love me from the hedges, mafkir me this way. Okay. Alko bottom of meal had the much of the whole ego, and this chalos gave us the chalos to machmash chalos gave us the Avdus. Again, he's repeating. When he's calling the king of his toy bilashem, Chayus, he becomes, he is chal on him against Avdus. Chmash and Zbad, chol ike taimot, the hegdish, chuma, mefkim de shibud, who gechet the lotechol against Avdus, zeu ha meinosim against the Chayus. So like this, so two things. When there's a king of goof, a real king of goof, so then the Gevus is channeled into Gevus of Avdus. Was only Shibur that Mavkir Midei Shibur. What is it to be Mavkir from? The Bekoyach of Avdus. Oh, El the Katik Osher, but it's against the Gemara. We ask, what's going on? El the Katik Osher. The Gemara says that not Gufa Konik. The Gemara says not. The words of the Gemara are against us. Right? So that kind of leaves for the end. It's not the Katik Osher, Miyo, Miyo, this is the Besugi of my time, and Nochi Gufa Le Konik Le, Maite Konik the Maknik Le. Yisrael, v'hekdesh v'shichu mafkim v'shibud. The mavu mizeh, he says, the gam shabol shus shabol ain't guf ekonu. The gemara is mamzer steven. The gemara ain't guf ekonu. The totally tiny bechalei zin akosh shibud shun deloy ekonu l'gufei. He's saying the whole previous paragraph is yaguf ekonu and Ramlon yaguf ekonu. The gemara says yaguf ekonu v'chein and Rav Avyo said. What's the name? Because okay, Nive, here's the Yishuv, says Reb Chaim. This is Mamash, after Reb Chaim, it's Mamash upon Chados. It's very, I'm Khurzik, very imaginative too. But, something to Reb Chaim had to be, and without Reb Chaim, nobody could be omitted. Okay, Nive, all this all, Kain and Nochil Gufeg, Yochel Yes Pegam, it's like this. Yishuv Adovo is like this. Depends. What gave this world the Kinyan Aguf? It's not a Kinyan Aguf. But Chaim says, Chaim established in the previous paragraph in one sentence, that any time Yisrael gets, acquires an Eved from a Goy, any time Yisrael comes in possession of an Eved, any time, he Mimele always has a Kinyan Aguf. Kinyan Aguf is defined as he has an Eved, and it's that even if he's not right now, an Eved K'naini in the full sense of the term, but he has a bekoyach, a potential, a zchus, bekoyach, to impose Avdus on him, and he always has that. He's never without that. But that can come in one or two forms. But the koyach, the zchus, that zchus moment can come in one or two forms. The nafkamina, whether the goy sold himself, Amenaske, that's what the Rav Avyu said, or whether he bought a slave from a goyish master. You understand what the difference is? What's the difference? It says like this. Okay, Nivea. Tohod Yisrael kainen nochi v'gufa yochel yes b'fei gavne. Depends how it came about. Oyim yishun zeh shabiyot al-abil l'shem abdus, v'zeh din kinin ha-guf shaloi, means what we call the kinyan aguf, the mushroomed. It wasn't the kinyan aguf, but he didn't acquire it. He didn't acquire anything. He didn't acquire the kinyan aguf as part of the transaction. The transaction means the transfer of the moment, transfer of the eved from the goy to the Israel, didn't involve a transfer of the kinyan aguf. What he bought was an eved koni l'maseyodo, merely an eved l'maseyodayim. On the other hand, that's one type of transaction of an eved. On the other hand, so one is mishum zeh shabiyot, so I, what gives him now the kinyan aguf? Because being that he's a Yisrael, and the previous owner was a goy, he's a Yisrael. Yisrael has shaykh musik of abdus in a goy by Yisrael, can be held by Yisrael, and he can impose abdus on him. But that goof that din kinyan goof shalom. Or the other way, it could be like this: mishum the gam, the kinyan kas peluchud ukvar abdoi. The kinyan, the ma'aseh kinyan, the transaction from the goy, from the previous owner, gave him this chus. He acquired this chus from the goy. He acquired it as part of the acquisition, part of the kinyan he made. It's nichlal nikinyan. Nichlal nikinyan. This is when he didn't buy from a master, but the goy sold himself. So the gun, but the transaction from the goy ben chayyim that sold himself into slavery included this acquisition of the kinyan guf. So it wasn't the kinyan guf that blossomed mimele, the kinyan guf that was acquired. What's enough, you know? The Yesh says like this. You can tell me one or two ifanim. The first one is biyado abila. Second one is gam bikinin kaspa luchud hevei hukva avdu. The Yesh laisrael by kinin aguf the avdus dimomoyno. If it's something which was acquired, so it's hal in the moment today, and that's the primary answer word. Something was if he acquired the kinin when he made a maaseh kinin, he acquired an eved with the kinin aguf. He acquired kinin aguf the eved part of the maaseh kinin. Now, gemini v'zeh linen chalois adin shalakdash chometz v'shichu mafkien midei shibud. Dimishum zchur shaviyodo l'adbiloi shem abdus amkein ha'kol kinyan aguf shalai seyda shem abdus hasida liyeis boi v'aschus adise l'asoy se evit. Half of a fella. Beautiful. Very profound and beautiful. If the kinyan is only machmes is the bekoyach. The kinyan guf is machmes the bekoyach. By the way, he said before, he has the bekoyach to impose abdus on him. The bekoyach to impose abdus, full fledged abdus, by being matul him with a ton of bricks on his neck. The shame abdus. So, and that's a kach he has in the eved. It's not kidnapping. That's okay. It's illegal. The mutat and kach he has now in this eved. So that gives him now kinyan aguf. That gives now kinyan aguf. Okay. That's all. The Bekoyach is the source of what he has now. That's all in the Bekoyach. So that is subject to Afkor of Hegdash Chomes and Shlichu Mafkim de Shibur. Takas Chus Moment, which exists today. Not that it doesn't exist. The Chus Moment exists today. But it exists based exclusively on the Bekoyach to impose Abdus, to create. Since he can turn this Chetz of Eved, this semi-Eved, if you want to call him, into full-fledged Eved, so he has a kinyan guf in him. Hashem came when the goy sold himself as an Eved, so he gave right away a kinyan guf to the kinyan guf that he has was machmas the kinyan. So there's a difference. So that schus moment is not only based on the bekoyach. That schus that he has is based on the kinyan that he made. He has it already in the bepoyot to goy him, because the goy sold it to him. The goy sold himself to him. So maybe that's already more than shibud. Shibud, to go back to the when we began the sugya, tushyum ago. Well, what's the tusha between shibud nechosim and this shibud? So it's the bekayach de gedin. When they have a malv and a loyve, so yeah, it's not the malv is not the baal kaka today. It's not the baal kaka. The kaka belongs to the loyve. The loyve lives on the kaka. It's his. You can do whatever you want with it. The malv is supposed to pertain to the kaka. But it's a schus in the kaka. It's a schus in the kaka. And the malva can sell it too. Let me add. I mean, suppose that when the malva moshel is mechir, a malva can sell a choyv. A malva can sell a choyv. That's pure story. A malva can sell a choyv. You have a choyv mil b'shtar. So the malva aleph can sell it. If you have a choyv $1,000. So you can sell it to somebody who wants to buy it from you for $900. So when you sell the chayiv, so you sell chayiv nechosim too. So the new kind of the chayiv, takes over not only the chayiv, the ability to collect and take the bezin. It takes over the chayiv nechosim. Nechosim now, I'm sure, to the new malvin. So you see that so chayiv nechosim also is a momentic, metzias. But it's not a kin in the goof of the kaka. It's supposed to get the kaka. It's supposed to moment in the kaka to get it. So we say that's a crucial to the shibu that the olden has in the aved. The shibu is chus in him, and the Chaim explains it very, very, very well. So the shibu that is chal in him, that he has in him today, to convert him into neved. Similar, parallel, somewhat parallel to the shibu of a malved to take, to be goyved and chosim and to acquire them. So he is a shibu in this aved now to make him full fledged aved. That's similar to shibu. That is a loch, a hegdish, chometz. So chometz never can become chometz. But shichlo, mafkimidei shibud. That schutz is a schutz which exists, but the subject to have ko'o. But Shem Kain, if he quite is a kinyan, he was training it in the goof of the Eved. So that's more than a shibud. That's a kinyan in the goof of the Eved. That's shichlo. And hegdish can't be mafkir then. It's a kinyan, yes. Let's read the lines here.
So he's saying that when it says that the shechar is mafkia, the shibud, it isn't referring to the ma'aseidayim, it's referring to the...
That's right, exactly. He has, despite the fact that he has that, he has a din avdus. This is an eved, and he's a bailim, he's an of an eved, bekoyach, and the bekoyach is considered a kinaguf currently, but that bekoyach, since the kinaguf comes exclusively from a bekoyach, so subject to the afkor. Hashem Kain, if it's Maisik Kinyan, the monetary transaction, he bought this goy, sold himself as Eved, so he made a Kinyan Kesef, he paid them X number of dollars, and he bought him. And with the Maisik Kinyan buying him, he acquired that Kinyan Guf. That's why the Kinyan today, and which not only, whose origin is not only the Bekoyach, the goy sold himself. So that's more than a Shibud. That can be Mefkir with Shichu. So in the first case, it says Kol Kinyan Aguf Shaboy Shaloi Seidei Hashem Avdus Hasidu Liyei Shaboy Vaskul Seidei Shaloi Lassoi Seyevet Vakin Shabu Echal Beit Dinu Tehagdus Chomei Tzishuch Mekim Et Hashibut Kevin Kati Lav Avdoi Hu. It's only a Bekoyach Mashen Kinyan Im Neima Shekvan Nishlam Kinyan Avdus Memoina Bey. The Kinyan, the monetary transaction was Chal on this. He has this because of the Kinyan that he made. It's not only Mahmoud the Bekoyach, the potential. The guy sold himself for that purpose. Sold himself. If you buy a slave, I'm a guy. A guy can't sell a kid in a goof in his slave. Can I cut the aim like Kinan Abdus, Avgav, Kinan Gumel, Chayul, Bakoch, very good. Biskus of this bill at Bilushim Abdus, the heft changes, so something develops. Avalakati and Rak Shibut, Kishibut. The Kinyan and Mamas of this Akati Lesbe. Mishum the Mighty Khan who the Matna. And that's the moment that he has been poiling the Mamas in the Hepse. He has not more than he acquired, but he has a school to Gabi the Hepse. The cave and the Kodam Tova Lushim Balchoi, Poka Shibut. He has to be Mafkir, it's a Shibut, but he gives me Mafkir. Sometime at the Hektesh, Nishichu Mavkim Yeshiva. V'chal Geyus Hashem Abdus, no Hashem Chayus, no Hashem Abdus. Hashem Kien Kech Noch V'gufei, he bought him, he made a Kinyan in for this purpose. This big Kinyan Mam Shal Abdus, the Momoyin, the Mkien, the Shach, Boy, Ach, Dino, the Mavkim Yeshiva, because the Kinyan in the Guf. But can we make the oil of Jerusalem, Hashem, Abdus, Lashem, and Chayin? Now, we know how we can give Israel, Israel, the oil of Avakach, and Noch, which is Boy, okay, maybe we'll run through maybe we need tomorrow the rest of the Chaim, but we'll have to go back there. It's like this. We'll talk about Mitzvah Shem, the finish of Sukkot, the Machoi Shem about the fun of and Shoy Befon of, the different gifts in Mitzvah Shem. We'll talk about that a little bit. We want to move on in Mitzvah Shem to the Meister here. As much as you do. I can go slow. I'm very happy to go slow, but I want to expose you to as many ideas as possible. But the Mitzvah D, I'm not, someone wants to learn very slow. It's okay with me too. Then you have, just tell you what they have. Then you have the oifen of being matpul. Okay. Then we'll talk about it. Then a very interesting one, Omele Popol Rovo, about about making a tefisa on people that owe money to the melech. That was even from that. There's a rashi about that. Okay, this is all good.
What's that?
Is that a relative?